We spoke a few previous times about the idea that Shabbos is a zecher le Yetzias Mitzrayim. As we mentioned in Kiddush, we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, remember the leaving of Egypt. But, of course, Shabbos is more centrally related to what? What other thing we remember that we mentioned in Kiddush? What? Huh? Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis, Ikaron Maisa Bereishis, correct. We're going to focus on that for a few times, but before that, I want to share with you an amazing Shlach HaKadosh, which I saw brought down yesterday. We mentioned, listen to this, this is a tremendous foundation in Emuna, something to remember. Now think to yourself what you would answer. Ikarim says there are three Ikarim, Kolim, Kol Ikarim. Right? What are the three foundational points of faith for a Jew? This is his language. Three Ikarim, there are three fundamental points which all the other Ikarim, which all other fundamental points of our tenets of our faith are included in. Pretty important thing to know. So what's the first one? I hope everybody guesses it. What? Mitzias Yisbarach, right? The fact that Ribono Shel Olam exists. Right, what's the second one? Torah Min HaShemayim. That's what he says. The next thing is you have to know that the Torah is true. You know that the Torah is true, so as a Jew, we're lacking. And number three says, interestingly, Schar V'Onish, reward and punishment. That our actions make a difference, and that we're here to do something, and it's not all hefkeris. Those are the three klalim that the Shlach says. If you have these three things, all the other ikarim, all the other tenets of faith are going to be included in them. A mitzvah of Hashem, God exists, Torah is true, Torah min Hashemayim, and schar va'onish. Amazing. Now, why did this? First off, that was a tremendous idea, tremendous thing to share, but. Besides that, we mentioned a lot of times in the past that there were really three historical Shabbosim. Who remembers? We started from the Torah and the Gra. We spoke about it a lot. There are three Shabbosim in history. Three central Shabbosim. What are the three central Shabbosim? The Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, the Shabbos of the creation, the Shabbos of what? Of Matan Torah. Torah was given on Shabbos as we head towards Shavuos. The Kuli Alma B'Shabbos Nikra Torah, everybody agrees. Even though there's a discussion about which day Shavuos was on the 6th of Sivan or was on the 7th. But everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. And finally, the Shabbos of Lasid Lava, the Shabbos of the world to come. Okay, those are the three Shabbosim that the Mefarshim speak about. Central historical Shabbosim. And the Shlach, listen to this, connects the three points of faith, which we said are so essential to these three Shabbosim. Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis, of course, as we're about to engage in a lot more, reminds us like nothing else. It says Hashem. Hashem created the world and he rests from the world. That's Mitzios Yisbarach, right? Shabbos of Matan Torah. You don't have to be rocket scientists to know that one relates to Matan Torah. Guys, we awake, right? That's Shabbos Matan Torah. And of course, Lasid Lava. What's the whole time, our eschatological vision? What are we looking towards? Towards the schar, towards the reward. So the three tenets of faith, three central tenets of faith, relate to what we've spoken about before, the three central Shabbosim. Okay? So that was a fascinating central thing to remember. No, the Shlo is a very, very big day in Judaism. Okay, friends. So now we're going to launch a little bit more specifically. A few times we're going to discuss this idea about the fact that Shabbos reminds us about Maaseh Bereishis. Let me ask you a question. What do you think? What's more important? Right? Forget what we just said from the Shlo. But what would you say? Which Emunah is basically more important? The Shabbos of Bereishis, the idea that God created the world, or the fact Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Which one? If you only have one thing that you could think about, or if God forbid someone only believed one thing, of course we believe everything. So I have a clear raya, I believe, and I'm going to share it with you, that really Maaseh Bereishis is a more central emunah to us. The belief that God created the world, that's why also it's very important that we have the right emunah about those things and don't, you know, put all types of things in unnecessarily sometimes. Okay, so let's think for a second. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Lam, which happens to be, by the way, the end of the 30 Prakim of Hilchos Shabbos. It's the end of Hilchos Shabbos of the Rambam. Now listen to this. Shabbos v'avodah zarah, kol achas mishteim, shkula keneged kol shar kol mitzvos Torah. Shabbos and the command not to be involved in idol worship are equal to the whole Torah. The Shabbos is Shabbos is a sign between us and Him for how long? Forever. Lefikach, listen to this. Kol over al shara mitzvus hariyah b'chlau rishi Yisrael. Someone who wantonly goes against the commandments of God, not as a tinok shenish, but not as a child that's taken away. He's called Rishi Yisrael. He's called a wicked one of the Jewish people. Aval, listen to this. Mechavel Shabbos Farhesia. But someone who publicly, wantonly, desecrates Shabbos, not a tinok shenish, of course, harehu ka'ovet avodazar. He's as if someone who idol worships. The Shneim could go in the Chodavrayim. Both of them are like non-Jews, God forbid, in a certain way. Could you imagine that, Rabosai? That's unbelievable. Again, we're not talking about someone who is a Tinok Shanishpa, doesn't know, but someone who wantonly goes against Shabbos has this thing. This is a clear Rambam. Now, why is that? So the Magen Mishnah explains, and this is what we're going to end with, because Shabbos is Mora Ala Chidush, because Shabbos tells us that God created the world from nothing, from Yesh Me'ayin. V'kover b'chidush. And if you don't have that in your head, right, that God created the world from nothing, then you're kovar b'chol Torah kula. That's what he says. That's a kfira in the whole Torah. So now, that's the Magen Mishnah. I add that we don't find such a halacha by Pesach, right? If someone says, which is our holiday, which most remembers Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, Pesach. Someone says, you know, I don't accept Pesach. God forbid. Terrible thing to do. Which is really an emuna in what? In hashkacha, that God's involved in the world, etc. We don't find that level of chumrah. It's a very, very bad thing. Don't try it at home. We're not suggesting that. But we don't find this level that you're considered like someone who idol worships or like a non-Jew in a certain way. We don't find such a thing, right? So therefore, it must be that this idea of being emuna b'chiddush, emuna, belief in the creation, is more important even than the belief that God runs the world. That's what it seems like.